irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jen.
Morning, Sam.
Welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
I'm still calming down from my commute.
Yeah. So it's back to, we were just talking about how traffic has gotten better with this pandemic, right?
We jinxed it.
Yeah. I mean, how the fuck does this happen, you know?
You know, it's a 30-minute drive in steady traffic to get here.
Right.
I always leave about an hour ahead so that I can grab a coffee on my way in. I was finished at Starbucks at 8:06, got on the 101 by 8:07, and it went from a 45-minute, 55 minutes back to a minute and five. It was up and down the entire way.
Wow, how frustrating is that?
And then it got stuck at like 25. I was at 25 minutes for probably 25 minutes. I was like, oh my God.
What a way to start the day, man.
You know, and it's like we're stopped at a green light for some reason, but I couldn't see because there was a huge truck in front of me. And then as soon as the truck turns, the light was red. And I was like, why were we all sitting there stopped at a green light?
Yeah.
For no reason. For no reason.
Yeah. I know. It sucks, man. It's funny because just last night I told my brother, I said, because we were talking about how traffic is not the way it used to be before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to him how my drive, a drive that takes 10 minutes would take me half an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And it was busy every day. And I thought it's never going to come back, you know?
Damn it. So frustrating.
I know. Well, some days are like that, you know? And yeah. Especially on Fridays, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know what's going on. So there was no accident on the
There way. Was no accident.
Really?
I didn't see anything. I also got off the 101 at Van Nuys, and I drove through Van Nuys that way.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's steady traffic, but everyone's going just fast enough that you can't pass them and too slow to be comfortable behind them.
Right.
So there was a lot of that today. But I was like raging on espresso at
yeah,
the time too.
I'm sure.
So that doesn't help.
Oh, well. But I told you, don't stress. I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
I know. Just being late stresses me out. And also being in traffic for an hour and 15 minutes stresses
me out.
I know,
that's a long
time. Just being trapped in the car. I'm like, ah! Better than the subway, but still.
I know. Well, traffic in LA, it's pretty legendary, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. So, good. Well, otherwise, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I'm really great. Really? I did some apartment shopping with my friend. She does interior design, so she's helping me, like organize and set everything up because I'm a bag lady by nature and I need help.
What does that mean, bag lady by nature?
I mean, I think so being a New Yorker, you constantly have bags with you because you can't always pack everything in your backpack.
That's
and
true.
Also working in film or working in restaurants and also just living in the city, like you need a change of clothes with you. You need socks with you. You need
oh my God.
All
what
the supplies.
And you don't have a car, so you have to,
yeah,
carry,
you have to carry
everything.
Everything. Yeah. Jeez. You know, like you always need hand sanitizer and like Band-Aids and like lotion in the winter and an extra pair of gloves because two pairs isn't enough and your feet always sweat. So they're colder in the winter and you need to change your socks or you're already wearing two pairs and you need a lot of stuff with you.
Wow.
Not to mention if you go to a job where you have a uniform that you have to change into or having extra shoes with you because, you know, you'll see like models on go-sees and shoots and stuff and they'll walk around the city in these like amazing outfits, but then they're wearing like really gross sneakers or flip-flops or something and they're carrying their shoes. So you have to just have bags plus whatever you bought throughout the day, groceries, whatever.
Oh my God. So you have to keep everything with you.
Yeah. And I do a lot of traveling around the city for work. So I always have like stuff in my car I need to bring in. I always have stuff from a store that I impulsively bought. I always have like, I just always
have
stuff.
So you still use bags? You still use bags? Is
yeah, I still have bags. My roommate called me a bag lady the other day. I was like, I can't help it. I'm really trying. I'm better than I used to be. He's like, even worse, you're a bag lady and a cat lady. I was like, oh.
I know.
That explains so much.
What a great reputation.
But when someone gets hurt, I always have supplies with me. When somebody needs something, I always have flossers. I always have Q-tips.
Really? You got all that stuff with you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. So you take half of your apartment with you?
Pretty much. I have like an on-the-go stash. I mean, it's like I moved into my apartment finally, and I had to pack up to go quarantine in a hotel for a gig. So I constantly am living out of a suitcase, which is really frustrating. So I just need to get everything as organized as possible so that everything has a home. You know, that I'm not... Like, if you're ever wondering what I'm doing, I'm probably looking for something.
Okay.
And I just need my life to not be looking for something. Like, so tired
forever
of
searching,
rummaging.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wrote a really short film called Rummage, and it was about a couple that met up after their engagement breakup. And they had been, like, childhood sweethearts, pretty much. And they're sitting with each other at a coffee shop, and the guy came to ask for the engagement ring back, because he wanted to give it to his new lady.
Okay.
And the girl is having this like mental breakdown during the whole thing, because just feeling so gaslit throughout the relationship that she's just rummaging through her bag the whole time, just pulling out. You know how it always feels like women are just pulling stuff out of their bag and it never ends? Basically, the whole scene is her just pulling stuff out of her bag over and over and over again, looking for this ring at the bottom of her bag.
Oh my God. So the ring is not even on her finger anymore.
No.
It's just thrown somewhere in the in her purse.
Well, she had it like in a pouch, and it must have fallen out. And so she's like looking through everything for it.
Jeez.
But yeah, that was inspired by my absolute hatred for constantly rummaging for things.
So when you lived in the city, did you take... Well, you lived in the city, so I guess you walked more than probably took the subway, right? Or did you take the
Not
subway?
Not really. You take the subway to where you have to go, and then
it's
you walk from there.
It's disgusting to go in the subway, right? I mean, it's
I
so
know, but otherwise
dirty.
I have like a five-hour walk.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, having to live like that, you know?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
And especially now, you know, I mean, with all the people trying to stay clean and, you know, and stuff.
I know.
And then, you know,
it would be the worst. You would see somebody who was like, and no offense to this person, I know people are really struggling with mental health, but like you would see somebody on the subway that was very, very obviously like not bathed, dirty clothes, like flaking skin, just like crunchy stuff all over them. And, you know, the whole train car would absolutely reek. And then you would see them get up and get off the train. And then you'd see some like nice lady and her two kids come and sit exactly where they were sitting because they didn't know. And you just think about, my friends used to give me shit because they would come to my apartment and I lived in a studio. So people would often sit on my bed and I'm like, do not sit on my bed with subway clothes.
Right,
you know,
right.
About it. And I'm like, no, like,
yeah, it's
you
gross.
See, it's disgusting. I'm like, you don't see what you're always sitting on the subway. Mm-hmm. Like, you really don't. You have lots of gross particles on you right now that I would like not on my bed. Thank you.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. So, but how are they doing it now? I mean, do they still have, like, people packed inside cars and stuff?
They do. They have a curfew, actually, where the train stops running at a certain point. So now they're actually cleaning it every night. They weren't doing that before. Before, they were just... They would clean
like
the floors.
Like, it really fucking helps.
It.
I mean, there's no social distancing or anything on the train.
Probably not, no.
Yeah. If you put a lot of people there. Yeah.
I can't imagine having to live there during this pandemic. I would not be able to even go on the subway if it was that packed. I'm too disgusted with people.
Jeez.
So gross.
I know. I know. I'll stay here with the car culture, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Any day.
It's the worst when you see people who like take their mask off to sneeze. Like, what are you doing?
Well, but you know, I mean, that makes sense, you know. I mean,
that's the whole point of it though, is to keep
trapped. Oh, yeah, but well, if you sneeze around people, yeah, you know. I thought you meant like in their car alone or something.
No, I'm saying when people are out and they have a mask on, they take it off to sneeze.
Right.
They'll sneeze right into their hand and then put the mask back on. You're like, come on. Yeah.
Oh, well, you can't legislate everything.
I wish I could. I really wish I could.
Oh, God, I can't wait for this shit to be over, man.
Yeah. So we'll how see. You doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm just, like, really furious at the news. And, you know, I don't like to get into politics on the show. But I'm really irritated with what's going on in the country right now.
Mm.
So, but I guess now... It's our 4 years to sit there and fucking complain. All the, yeah, the Republican side. Because we had to hear shit about Trump for 4 years. Now we have to hear about shit about undoing everything that he did, you know. Well, fuck it. I don't want to get into it, really. But I'm just furious from it, you know?
The thing is, not everyone's going to be happy with every single outcome.
Yeah, but I mean, they're too busy deconstructing everything this country was built on and just to destroy everything that was done, you know? So how do you run a country like that, you know? Instead of focusing on what you want to build, they talk about unity. There's no fucking unity. There's never going to be. You know, when you guys are fighting against each other all the time. So
I think in some ways unity is changing, but in a lot of ways it won't change.
No, it's we're never going to be united until people on both sides decide that they need to work together.
Yeah.
Right now, just like everybody wants power. You know, yeah. I mean, even the GOP, the Republican Party today, is fucking like impotent completely. I mean, they couldn't win anything this election. And they're just like divided on everything. So, fuck that, you know. I mean, I don't know. There's no party that represents what I believe in, you know.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. But I just don't know what's happening to this country. I know that it's changed a lot since I came here.
Are you going to run for president?
45 years ago. I can't. I wasn't born here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You have to be born here.
Dang.
But no, fuck no. Who wants to be president, you know? It's such a shitty job. I mean, you have power, so what? You
know? I remember when Trump, it was like Trump had been in office for like a month and he said something on Twitter like, this is much harder than I expected.
Yeah,
like,
duh.
What did you expect, bro?
Yeah, right?
Like, obviously.
Just but a quick, he fell in love
job.
With it. He
like,
didn't want to leave.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that, you know. And
he likes to make decisions for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So,
but let me tell you, you know, if we had a discussion right now, I'd show you how it just that the current administration, they don't obviously, you know, do things, but they do things that in other words, Trump, like everything he would say and would do, people would jump on him. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now people are like, oh, let him do this. But they're doing a lot of shit. You know, and it'll come up. You'll see. I mean, you know, they're going to flood our country with illegal aliens and stuff. And it's just going to be, I mean, they already are, you know, and they want to give them. So why do they even have to hold a vote whether to give them stimulus checks or not to illegal immigrants? Does that make sense to you? Probably.
I'm trying to understand the question.
They are talking about given stimulus checks to illegal immigrants.
Okay.
So they're holding a vote on that, whether they should do it or not.
I mean, I think they should be focusing on giving the money to citizens first. I mean, look, right. I have no problem with immigrants coming to America. I think it's great that people want to come here for sure.
Right.
But I do think that Americans need to be taken care of first and foremost, and I feel like we're neglected.
Right, but don't confuse between immigrants and illegal immigrants. I have no problem with immigrants. I'm an immigrant myself.
Right.
This is a country of immigrants, but when you break the law, I mean, they're saying now 3,000 people are crossing the border every day illegally. Where are they all going to go?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how they're going to give them money if they're not on the books.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, they would find a way. They would find a way. Give everything we have to other countries and other people. What the fuck?
Like, we need the stimulus.
Yeah, but it's not happening. So, in other news, we're going to have the Super Bowl this Sunday.
It is this Sunday.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you care?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Who's playing? The Buccaneers and
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to love football, you know, but now I don't get into it at all. You know, I mean, so they're going to have some audience, but not a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like a fraction of the audience. Who's doing the halftime show? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I know. It's like there's an article here telling you that, I guess The Weeknd is going to be on. That's what
okay.
They're saying. Okay. Which it's pretty cool. I like his songs.
Yeah.
Actually,
he's a funky
I only
guy.
Know one.
But, that's okay.
Yeah, but it's a good song. And so they're more talking about people that were on before, like Jennifer Lopez and Shakira and Prince and way back when, you know. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, commercials, all that stuff. But I really don't care for either team, so I don't know. And besides, these things are like meant for parties, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to sit alone with your beer and your potato chips.
I know. Like, what am I going to do? Watch it on my little laptop on my bed? I don't even own a TV.
Yeah.
Such a mess.
I know.
People, I guess, will have watch parties. That's big. That's a big thing where they connect you on like it's kind of like a FaceTime video or a Zoom.
Okay.
And then you can just watch. They have watch party for Amazon stuff too. So if you want to watch something on Amazon, you can do a watch party with your
friends and family. Oh, I see. So you kind of share what you're seeing with the other people?
Yeah. You all watch it together. And then you can like comment and talk during it.
I can see the Super Bowl, but a movie? I mean, talking during a movie, how would you know what's going on?
Right.
God, the things that we do, man. I mean, unbelievable, you know? And it's also held in Tampa Bay, right? So they're going to be in their home.
That's great. Nice and toasty there.
And and isn't it amazing how when Tom Brady was with the Patriots, they were in the Super Bowl every time. Now that he left, they're not in the Super Bowl, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, who have never probably fucking went to the Super Bowl.
People are obsessed with Tom Brady. Like, people say he's good. The best player that's ever existed.
Right. I mean, you can tell. He took a team that never wins.
It's like watching the Tampa Replacements Bay or something.
Fans are going to hate me, but it's true, though.
It's such a football movie, you know.
A football movie?
It feels like a football movie.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. With the star kind of like...
Yeah, this like star player comes in and now everyone whose team he plays on wins. it's like such a rom-com sports movie.
I know. Money, he's got the wife, got nice kids and everything, so...
He's living.
Yeah,
I hope he's happy. I hope he's actually happy.
Yeah, huh?
You know.
How can he not be, you know? I mean,
I don't know.
You're like admired by so many people.
I guess so.
Yeah, except fame is tough for some people, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, you like to think that like, you know, A, B, C, D, E on your list, if you get all of those things, will make you happy. And then you get them and a lot of people aren't happy. So you got to hope that some people are happy when they do get that, you know?
I know. Well, many people can't handle it. That's why they go into drugs and depression and things like that, you know, and they start acting out. But yesterday I saw on Facebook there was a police chase, and it ended here in Woodland Hills, down not too far from here, near my brother's house. So apparently like a hill with grass and stuff on it, not like a road. So, because he was trying to get away, and then he just got stuck there. The wheels were spinning in place. So, but they were sitting there for hours with SWAT teams, guns aimed against them, and nothing, man. Didn't come out, wouldn't come out.
Wouldn't come out of the car?
No, I don't know how long it took for them to finally get him out of the car. I would imagine
just get
eventually.
Get him out of the car. Just get him out of the car.
Right. But they thought he had a gun or something, you know. I think he was suspected of being armed and dangerous. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, there's a million of you. There's dogs, there's sharpshooters, there's everything, you know.
Yeah.
Just come from behind and fucking get the guy.
Look, I've said it
because it costs so much money.
So much money.
Right, to keep him out there in helicopters and shit, you know.
Yeah, I know. LA is really all about the helicopters. I've never seen helicopters like I have here. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's 4 hours, you know. Yeah. And we were talking about this at my brother's. We said, so what do they do with all the news they prepared to cover, right? Goes out the window.
Out the window.
That's probably because they get high ratings for these chases. I can't imagine other reasons why they would do it.
Yeah, keeps people on the edge of their
seat. And there's something like this every day, you know. And these people think they're going to get away. But how do you think you're going to get away? I mean, you're just like, once there's a helicopter above you.
Yeah, that's it.
You're not going anywhere.
You're only okay on foot at that point.
Right.
On foot, like in a highly...
Right, but
tree-filled area.
Yeah, but eventually they'll find you because you can't get very far on foot, you know. Yeah. And, I mean, these guys will, like, drive on the rims of the wheels, you know. There's no tires.
No tire, yeah. They just floor it. They have nothing to lose at that point.
Right, you know. I don't know where they end up, but it's a funny thing, you know, when you look at it.
It's so funny. I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah. That was interesting. So so I went to my brother's and we ate a lot of meat.
Is this your brother that was living in China?
No, that's the other brother.
Did that brother end up going back to China?
No, they're in Spain now.
Did they ever get their stuff from China?
No, they never went back to China.
They never went back? They just abandoned ship?
Yeah, I don't think they could get back in if they wanted to still.
And now they're living in Spain?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Because that's where his wife is from. So, and their kid finally gets like more stability, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
they moved him around all over the place. But now he's having more stability, which is good.
Good.
But this is my other brother, and they went on the keto diet. Have you heard of that?
Of course. Everyone just eats butter and bacon pretty
right,
much.
Right, yeah. So, so they make meat almost every day, you know, so they invite me over. And I eat a lot of other stuff, too, you know, just eat the meat. But what a diet that is, you know.
I mean, so nasty.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, I can appreciate all the meat and everything because I'm a meat lover.
Sure.
You know, but how can you not eat sugar or carbs and stuff? I mean, I can't imagine.
That's not so much my concern. I just feel like people make it so complicated when all you have to, like, you guys are from Israel. Like,
right.
They keep a pretty, like, Mediterranean style diet in Israel. You know, like, you have meat, you have a lot of veggies, like,
right, but not
like
here.
That.
You know, once
not
you get here,
I know,
you start eating like Americans.
Cheez-Its and salami.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Fried chicken and hamburgers and fries, and, you know.
American
I mean, I stopped
so
eating that stuff after the stroke, you know, to be because they told me you got to have a better diet, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't eat that stuff. The other day, though, I was really tempted to get Popeye's chicken. So I did. It was delicious.
Now and again is all right.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But otherwise, I make my own food here. I make fish and.
It's cheaper anyway, just to eat at home.
Right.
You know, I still get takeout
sometimes. Yeah. But it's still, I mean, I go to the store, I end up with $150, $200 of stuff, you know?
What are you buying?
But it lasts me like 2-3 weeks, you
know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm buying normal things, you know? But a lot of the stuff is packaged stuff, you know? So those cost a lot more.
I know.
I mean,
Americans
make
salads. So much trash.
Right.
We make so much trash and eat so much processed food.
Right. But I'm talking about, let's say I buy fish, right? So it's fresh, but it's in a package, you know? You freeze it, but you still have to cook it and everything, you know? So that type of thing. But I get a lot of produce, but how much can you eat, you know? I mean, I'm one person.
Sure.
Yeah. So that, and, you know, these and those are expensive and stuff, you
know?
Paper
towels are so expensive.
Yeah, paper towels and you know, if you go get a deodorant or something or anything is like 10, 20 bucks, you know, and it adds up, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, so it adds up and stuff. But believe me, if I ate out, I would spend a lot more than that, I'm sure.
I grabbed sushi with my friend last night. It was across from where we were shopping for apartment stuff. I got like 2 rolls, a salad, and some shishito peppers, and she got 2 very large, like fancy sushi rolls. And our bill was like $80.
Wow. Yeah, sushi is expensive.
I was like,
what, did
I
you
just
eat
got,
there or did you take
we
it?
We ate there.
Yeah.
It was like, I got cucumber avocado rolls. Why am I spending
$80
no right
fish.
Now? You know, like, come on.
Well, it was all the stuff she ate, probably.
Yeah, that too.
You said she got fancy stuff, so.
And my bowl of lettuce. I was like, what is this?
$12 for green, just lettuce?
Yeah, it was just lettuce. There was a tomato wedge in there, though.
Oh, wow.
And a lemon wedge, so, you know.
I know, like, what kind of a salad is that, you know?
You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing else.
I know. Salad needs to have a lot of different vegetables,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, I make a salad here. I put radishes and cauliflower and even little mushrooms here and there, tomatoes.
Almonds, like.
Yeah, you know, broccoli even, you know. Mm-hmm. And with olive oil, you know, no dressing or anything like that, you know.
I love olive oil, lemon, salt, pepper. It's
so simple. Yeah, you know.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I eat a salad. And that's why I expect the salad to be like that, you know, not just lettuce.
It was literally lettuce.
Yeah. I mean, how much does lettuce cost? You know, you can get it for less than $1 and then they charge you $12 for it.
They definitely made a profit off me last night. Like, well, we didn't even have alcohol. We had nothing.
Really?
You know?
$80 without alcohol. Well, yeah, that's usually sushi for two. That's what it costs.
Yeah.
And then the tip and everything on top of
I
that.
I know. I mean, but it's like you pay a tip or you pay a delivery fee plus tip.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But it's not the same. I mean, the tip is like, what, an 80 would be about $16.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. You wouldn't tip the delivery guy $16, would you?
No, but there's usually a $10 with taxes and fees. And then there's usually a delivery charge plus tip. Yeah. Sometimes that can be almost $20.
Yeah.
On Postmates or something.
I don't get stuff delivered, so I wouldn't know. But that's,
oh,
that's a lot of money just to get the food to your house.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I paid $40 once for one bowl of ramen.
Are you serious? What the fuck? Oh, shit. But at least did you enjoy eating at a restaurant finally or what?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. My friend and I were also in a rush because she had to get back to feed her friend's dog who's on vacation. So we were like eating really fast.
Oh, my God. Because of the dog? The dog can't wait 15 minutes?
No.
People are crazy with those animals.
I know.
So you're getting your cats, right?
I am.
When did you tell me you're getting them?
I'm leaving Sunday the 14th. And then I'm coming
next
back
week.
Thursday the 18th.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yay.
What kind of cats do you have?
They're tabbies, which I learned isn't actually a breed. It's just the fur pattern. So.
What do they look?
They look like little tigers.
Oh, like little tigers. Yeah. Is that the gray and black ones?
Well, Tina's kind of more brown.
Yeah, that's what
else, but
can you tell the difference between them?
Yeah, totally. She has like this angry eye
situation.
She always looks mad, but she's not. She's so sweet. And then the boy always, he looks more like, he's like the star of the show kind of face. Like he has that more traditional beauty. He would be like the jock in the high school show. And then she'd be like the angry rebel teenager. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And she's a little chunkier. She's like shorter and a little wider. It's cute. It's funny how we like love chubby animals and like fat animals, but we have such fat phobia with people.
Right, right. I don't know. And some people really feed their animals really bad stuff, you know?
Yeah, I had a friend who used to give her dog double cheeseburgers from McDonald's. He ended up dying from cancer, which
I'm
not
sure
surprised. Yeah, but like,
dog
it's one thing to give them right here of what you're eating, but...
Right. No, that's crazy, man. They're not supposed to eat that stuff, you know?
No, not
they
at
don't
all.
Have the digestive system to handle stuff.
What...
What's amazing is that we eat this stuff, you know, and
exactly.
I don't know if our bodies are meant for that, but
no.
For McDonald's cheeseburgers.
The top two most toxic foods that exist to date are pepperoni and Oreos.
Are you serious?
They're the two worst things that you can eat.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, pepperoni is like cured meat. It's got tons of additives and nitrates. It's packed with chemicals. It's packed with carcinogens.
Good,
because
when I get pizzas now, I don't get pepperoni anymore.
That used to be my favorite. Back when I ate meat, I would do extra cheese and pepperoni.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you realize you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was like, no. I, once in a while, maybe like once a year, I keep a pretty vegan diet, but like once or twice a year,
right.
If I'm like at a party or it's a special occasion, like a holiday or something, I'll eat something with dairy in it. I can't even tell you how much it affects not just like my body on the inside, but the next day, like my eyes are puffy, my hands are puffy, my feet are puffy.
So maybe you're just allergic to it, right?
Well, yeah, I'm allergic to casein, which is the protein in milk.
I see.
But more people, like 70% of people actually have, give or take, I know that number is probably a little wrong, but it's similar to around 70% of people have dairy allergy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we're drinking another cow's breast milk. I mean, another animal's breast milk.
Right.
I don't even want to drink human breast milk at this age. You know what I mean? So to think about drinking another species.
But people have drunk that and eaten dairy for centuries.
So long.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it doesn't
probably
gross
ever
me
since
out.
there were animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can appreciate that. There's things that can gross out people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff that I don't eat, like bottom feeder fish.
yeah,
like lobsters and yeah, those things are like I wasn't raised with it because they're not kosher.
Sure.
Although I don't keep kosher now or anything, but my parents did, so I didn't grow up with that, you know. So somehow I talked myself into shrimp, but a lobster, I look at it, it kind of looks delicious. But I wouldn't touch it, you know. The same with octopus.
They also just look like giant sea roaches.
Right, you know. It's like, who wants to eat that?
Totally. And I used to like go to like, oh, you can eat crab legs or go to seafood places. Like I used to eat absolutely everything. But I don't know, just something about how they look like roaches and they are exoskeletal.
And the shit they eat, you know. I mean, we end up eating that.
Of course. So, I mean, it goes for like when people aren't eating. Look, my problem isn't necessarily against meat. It's just how the meat industry is working and how people's diet revolves around it. Like, I think everyone should be eating more vegetables than meat in general.
Right.
There's no...
It's better for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it's... Unless you're doing like free range and, you know, all those buzzwords that are correct at the moment. I think there's so much chemical, so many chemicals in the stuff.
Yeah. You know? So your main reason, though, is like cruelty to animals and things like that?
I would say it's 50-50 cruelty and health for sure. You know?
I can understand that. You know?
My body functions. Like I went back and forth. Actually, February 3rd was my 13 years of no eating meat.
Oh,
And I went back and forth for probably a year. Like I would do a month vegan and then I would eat meat again. And then I would do 2 months vegan. And then I would eat meat again. And I just kept going back and forth, not wanting to give up meat and kind of slowly educating myself on the alternatives. And eventually at one point, like every single time I started eating meat, my stomach hurt. My skin reacted differently. The texture of my skin is totally different than it was when I ate meat. Same with dairy. And it's a complete physical difference on the inside.
Wow.
It just feels
so
much
better. So you just eat vegetables and fruit? That's it?
Well, I also eat like legumes and nuts and seeds. And I do eat fake meat. I try to keep it to a minimum, but that it doesn't always work that way.
What about fish? Do you eat fish?
No fish either. No, actually, I used to love fish, and that is the one thing that I feel like if for some reason I had to eat meat, like the apocalypse happens and everyone's like, this is all we have, and I had to eat meat, because that's always a question. Everyone's just like, oh, you're vegan. What would you do if you're like lost in the middle of the woods and you're in the wilderness and it's cold and you have to eat an animal to survive? And I'm like, then I would probably eat an animal
exactly,
to survive,
in that
you know?
Case.
But we don't have to eat them to survive. Like, we also don't have to hunt, you know?
Right.
Like, come on. But, yeah.
That's funny because, I mean, how likely is that to happen?
Right.
You know?
Like, I'd rather eat a squirrel than test my chances on some weird berries on a tree that I don't know what they are, you know? Like, I'm not that schooled on what's safe to eat in the wild.
Yeah. I don't know that I could actually eat a squirrel, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want
to. Or any animal, you know? I mean, how do you kill it?
I mean, the same way that farmers do when we have to eat it. You know, the only separation is that we don't watch the death happen.
Yeah, we don't see it.
And that's the part I think people are so detached from. Like, the kid I was nannying didn't know that a chicken leg was an actual chicken's leg. She just didn't know. She was like, you mean that's an actual leg of a chicken? I was like, yeah, you didn't know? She was like, no. I was like, wait till you hear what the other stuff is.
Yeah, that's how people get... kids get like traumatized from this shit.
I guess so. Traumatized or aware. I mean, when I worked at a burger joint in New York, and the other half was a butcher shop, and the people who had come in to get a burger, who want it well done, a few women actually gasped and screamed when they saw the raw meat in the case. I'm like, how are you like 60 and you're still screaming at the sight of raw meat? Like, do you not know what it is you're eating? She's like, it just looks too much like flesh. I'm like, it is flesh. That's exactly what it is. You're eating a body. You know, so I think people just have like such a detachment from what meat actually is, which is, I just think.
No, that's true.
If you want to eat meat, totally fine, but just be aware of where it comes from and what it is.
Right. You know, people, I try to, and don't forget, well, yeah, I mean, it's still, but I mean, they raise these animals to be eaten, you know? But it doesn't make it any easier to for the animals, I guess, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And it depends how they are, you know. I mean, if an animal is scared to death before you kill it, I'm sure it leaves some kind of
cortisol, for sure, stuff
in their meat, you know.
It shoots their cortisol levels up. When American meat was tested, not people who own private farms. Like, if you have your own farm and you're killing your own chickens, that's one thing. But when it's factory farming and, you know, the animals, even before they get into the chamber, they can sense the pheromones and the fear off the other animals, and they just, their cortisol levels skyrocket. And so American meat is actually packed with cortisol.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Enough to make you want to be a vegan, I guess. You right? know? I don't know.
Because when we eat cortisol, it just makes us more anxious too.
Yeah.
Because Americans have very high cortisol to begin with.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the answer?
I think the answer is be mindful about what you're eating when you can be.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, no, it's all about baby steps. Like, I'll never throw blood on anyone's shirt and say meat is murder. Like, I'm not going to do that. Whether it's what I believe or not. But I think people have this, people are really stuck on this mindset of it has to be all or nothing. They have to be vegan or they have to eat meat and cheese. Like, it's not an all or nothing. There's a whole spectrum, and that goes for literally everything else in the world. Right. Like, it goes for dieting, it goes for lifestyle changes, it goes for your career, it goes for trying to do new things, like incorporate branching out. Like, nothing has to be all or nothing. There's a whole spectrum between complete yes on one side and complete yes on the other. And it's just not, it's not all or nothing, you know. Yeah. You can incorporate more vegetables and eat less meat and eat less dairy, and you don't have to do it all the time. You can just,
that's true. Yeah,
you can. Just people just
cut back on it or something. Yeah,
people think it has to be one way or the other; otherwise, they're failing.
Right,
that's not the case.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but going back to the keto diet, it's so weird that you can eat so much fat. You know, it's got to be bad for you.
It's the same as cholesterol, as right? Yeah,
like a lot of cholesterol and shit.
Like the Atkins diet, people.
Yeah,
definitely
that's like
have,
that too.
It's the same thing. They're just really? Eating like packs of bacon for breakfast, good. And it's fine.
Oh, that'd be delicious.
So fatty.
I know, but damn, it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hear that.
So there's an article here on this flight attendant who wrote a book. Those are fiction books, but she one of the books is called Falling, and apparently she's got a pretty big advance for the book. I don't know why. Maybe it's really good, but apparently she got this idea when she was flying as a flight attendant about the plane where the pilot is being blackmailed, and his family is going to be killed if he doesn't crash the plane. So they made this into like a horror film, you know.
Oh, and my God.
Can you imagine that? I mean, imagine reading that on the plane when you're flying, you know.
No thanks.
But another reason not to fucking fly, you know.
There's, what's his name? Oh, man, I'm so... Every time I go to tell you about a name of somebody, I'm like, wait, what's his name? I feel like my parents...
I'm like that, too, you know?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
It was, I think, a newish film. It came out in the last year or so. It was a film where he was a pilot, and the plane got hijacked or whatever. And
oh, yeah, I saw that on...
Netflix, I think, or something.
Yeah, or like Amazon.
Yeah.
I saw that, but I didn't really... think anything of it.
It was good. It was interesting. It didn't have like your normal or traditional flow of a film. It was more just like you're in the moment with them the whole time. It's pretty intense. Wow. Yeah. It was good. It was worth the watch for sure. It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I just don't need more ideas why I'd have to fly, you know?
I know. Yeah. I always see a video on TikTok like before I fly that's like the plane's engine blew out and they have to have an emergency landing or something. I'm like, no. Please, no.
Yeah, I don't know. But how people are so vulnerable that they depend on two persons to keep them alive, you know, and get them there, you know. So when these people are compromised, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. Everyone learn how to fly.
Wow. I don't know. I haven't flown since the pandemic, you know, and but there's places I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to fly. It just seems like so unhealthy now with the virus to fly in an airplane, you know?
I know. I mean, they do have excellent filters on there. I think the biggest risk is in the actual airport.
Well, I don't know, because I know, not every time, but many times when I flew, I would get sick when I got to my destination, like a day later or something, because of the circulation. You know, you get people there.
It grosses me out.
I know, and they come up, scan the plane, and